Capitalization. Capitalizing initials and titles given to people, titles of books, stories, poems, songs, essays, magazines, newspapers, and works of art. Pronoun I and first word of every line in a poem. Capitalization means using a capital letter at the head of a word. When we capitalize words, we set them apart from other words to highlight a special quality. In this lesson, you will learn how to follow capitalization rules for titles given to people. Pronoun I, titles for books and stories, poems, songs, essays, magazines, newspapers, and works of art, and first word for every line in a poem. Capitalized titles preceding names. Titles preceding names. Over 2,000 people attended the rally for Prime Minister Cameron. Exception. Do not capitalize titles that follow names. Example. Over 2,000 people attended the rally of David Cameron, Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. Capitalize titles when used in direct address. Direct address. We appreciate your hard work, Mayor. Exception. Do not capitalize titles when used as general words. Example. The Prime Minister attended the rally today. Capitalized titles. The following have titles. Books and stories, poems, songs, magazines, newspapers, works of art. Books and stories. Diary of a Wimpy Kid. The Princess and the Pea. The Wind in the Willows. Poems. The Road Not Taken. Charge of the Light Brigade. Paul Revere's Ride. Songs. Jingle Bells. Old MacDonald Had a Farm. Itsy Bitsy Spider. Magazines and Newspapers. Scholastic. The New York Times. People. Works of Art. The Starry Night. American Gothic. Guernica. Exception. Do not capitalize short prepositions, conjunctions, or articles in a title unless they are the first word. Examples. I enjoyed A Tale of Two Cities, but I love Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe is my favorite book in the Chronicles of Narnia. Capitalize the first word in every line of a poem. Once there was a little boy with curly hair and pleasant eye. A boy who always told the truth and never, never told a lie. Let's recall what you have learned so far.